Jeff, round one, K-State took your team to the NIT, pretty much a new team, new players. You had to be pretty happy about how your team bought into the system early on and get you guys into the NIT.
You know, I thought we made good progress throughout the year. That was the biggest thing. You know, you just don't know how quickly a team will adjust to things. And this was a very coachable group, and I thought we made good strides in year one.
All right, and of course, what are some of the things that's going to take you guys to the next level in year two, possibly?
Well, I think one, the roster in terms of getting a good recruiting class. You know, you can't have a miss in recruiting. We think we've got some good talent to come in. Our returning group's going to have to be much better. You know, I really felt like offensively we really probably only had about 30 or 40% in. This will be an opportunity this summer to get more of the offense in, and I think we'll be better because of it.
As far as bringing in some new talent, are you going to do it from the freshman ranks, or are you bringing in some JUCO transfers?
No, you know, we'll always be 95% freshmen. I think it's tough on the women's side, junior college, to find impact players. Now, there's always that one or two out there, but ultimately we're going to build this program from freshmen coming in. And, you know, I think on the women's side, freshmen can come in and play right away. If you get the right ones, they can come in and play right away, and hopefully we've got some in the mix that can do that.
You have the Page sisters, of course, the one transferring from Nebraska, and also her sister from Wamego there as well. How big is that to try to get the pipeline back into Kansas, into K-State?
Well, I think, you know, that's always going to be the core of our team, and we feel good about the group we've got coming in, but certainly the Page sisters have made an impact at the high school level. Now that next step up, and but I think they're both very, very talented players. I like our group coming in. We've got a good couple from Kentucky that just were a good match for K-State. Another one from Wisconsin. So I think this freshman group will have a chance to play.
It's your first time or second time trying to set the schedule there more to how you like it. I noticed one of the names on the schedule is a home and home with UConn. I mean, that has to bring a lot of excitement to fans and also players.
Yeah, you know, coaches it gives a lot of nightmares too, but everybody else is excited about it. I think it's great for us to have an early test, and I think for our group to have a marquee game to all summer long raise your standard to that level. We're nowhere near where UConn has their roster, but nobody else is in the country either. But I like the idea. It's similar to what I've done in the past, and I think our group's excited about that challenge. If we can raise our day-to-day work over the summer, and then I think that game can have a big benefit. And then the flip side of that is bringing that back, a game like that into Manhattan early, I think can create a lot of excitement around the program.
How close do you feel that you are to getting in the top half of the Big 12?
Boy, I don't know. You know, when you talk about that and people ask that question, you do have to ask yourself, okay, jumping over people's not easy in this league. And I think it's just a day-to-day grind. I think that from a talent perspective, it would appear going into next year that Texas, Baylor, Oklahoma would be the three that have separated, but I really think the rest of it's up for grabs. So that's a good question. I think that'll be an interesting answer next year.
If you look at it, you know, coming like this as a two-year plan, a three-year plan, or how do you kind of look at things long-term?
Well, I think one of the things, you don't want to have your best year when you've got five or six seniors. You want to have a good enough young group that can be competitive early. What I was the most pleased about this year was there were a lot of questions. You come into this last year, us having this conversation, we had a lot of things going on. We'd lost our best player. We'd graduated some good players. And this group won two more Big 12 games than it had done previously the 2 years prior. So our group was as coachable of a group I've had in 20 years. It was a group that if they can continue to do those things, I think you'll see steady improvement each year. And that's the goal for, I think, any coach is to see steady improvement. How long that'll take? Well, in terms of getting in the top half, it's a tough league to do that, but I think you'll see steady improvement.
And how about the, of course, going on the cat back and this week? What's been the most asked question to you from fans?
You know what? This is my first stop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this
okay,
is my first stop. I was out of town. The most questions have been you guys so far, but I think the biggest question we've had asked in the spring in general is just about the recruits. And I think obviously our group coming in has, they know that we're high, it's a highly touted group, so I think the biggest question is recruiting.